My name is Mercury, and welcome to this brand episode of Media Fae. Today, I'm alone. Today, I'll be doing the 38th Media Consumers. So yes, Media Consumers is finally back after a, pretty big hiatus. Usually, Media Consumers are supposed to be at least once a month, or maybe before, or a week before a big announcement, but today we're again doing the day before, the slot before the actual thing comes out, and today we are going, the main discussion topic for this Media Consumers will be the new Knuckles series that's coming out tomorrow, April 26th. So yeah, a lot of Knuckles stuff coming out. Yesterday we had the trailer episode for Knuckles. Check that out if you haven't. And today we are doing the Media Consumers on Knuckles. So again, you are listening to this. You aren't doing anything. So yeah, last Media Consumers. Last Media Consumers was 37. Yeah, in March. So yeah, Media Consumers, everybody. Yeah, so we're doing this. Without further ado, let's begin. Actually, let's just get right into it. As always, all of these are taken from the IGN channel. Everything that will release after that would have released after April 18th. No, April 19th. April 19th. Which would take stuff from the Sunday before, which I don't know when that was. Let me check real quick. Just kind of trying to get it. Come on, guys. It's like,
I can just do it. It's
the week after, and then whatever was left for the first week. So that would be like Sunday the 7th. So Sunday the 7th to that would be everything on the IGN channel that would have released after April 19th from Sunday the 7th to Wednesday the 17th. So yeah, just putting it out there. Some things were removed. A lot of this might be a bit long, but we'll see how long this truly is. So yeah, without further ado, let's begin. And let's begin with a theme that we don't see often in Media Consumers, that being the literature theme, with the one topic being Dead by Daylight the Legion. Now, this is going to be a comic series, a comic book series that will be based on a faction in the Dead by Daylight universe called the Legion, and kind of going into the backstory. I think that's pretty cool. I like it when these kinds of things expand on the universe, it can't really expand in the games. I think it's something that has been done for a while and continues to be done in these, and hey, more stuff for Dead by Daylight fans. I don't know if it's really that, I don't know if Dead by Daylight fans, a lot of Dead by Daylight fans read the comics. I think a lot of them just play the game for the most part, but otherwise I think it's a really cool thing to do, and well, I don't have much opinions on it, but yeah, I'm not really a Dead by Daylight fan, but yeah, Dead by Daylight the Legion is coming out August 16th, 2024. So like I said, that's our only topic for the literature theme, and now we move on to kind of one that's been very prevalent in here. We have anime. So, first up is Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba Season 4. The Hashira Training Arc, I think it's called. That's not here, but I think it's called the Hashira Training Arc. So, yeah, I have watched 3 episodes of Demon Slayer, and I gotta say that this looks pretty cool. I see a lot of faces that I saw, that I know I saw in Season 3, which was Swordsmith Village. So, yeah. Just seeing a lot of familiar faces here from that. And also from, actually, stuff that I've already seen. Like, there's this swordsman character, like this, like, the Demon Slayer. That appears in the first 3 episodes. He kind of wears, like a half red, I think it's half red, half, like, checkered, green and yellow cape thing, like cloak. And he does appear in the episodes I've already watched. I think he appeared when, I forgot the main character's name. Tanjiro, fucking hell, Tanjiro. Like when his family gets murdered for the first time, when they get from the first episode and he saves them. I think. I think that's what happens. I haven't watched those episodes in a while, but I somehow remember them because it's only been 3 episodes that I've watched, so yeah. But I can say that we will cover this episode, this season, eventually. Definitely not soon. Definitely not soon, but eventually we will cover Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba Season 4. We're gonna do an episode on the first 3 seasons, eventually. We haven't done the first one that was announced way long ago that we were gonna do the season 1 episode. We're still going to. I just haven't finished it. So, yeah. There's that, but we will cover season 4, and we will cover season 1 and 2 and 3. And season 2 will have the Mugen Train arc. I wasn't really going to do like a review on the movie itself, but then I saw that the whole movie was kind of split into episodes, added a bunch of stuff, and one was put into season 2. So I'm just going to sort of slide that into season 2. Because, you know, it's just sort of like slide that in there alongside the Entertainment District arc, I think it's called. So, yeah, that's where we're gonna cover Demon Slayer. So, yeah, Demon Slayer Season 4 arrives on Crunchyroll. I don't know if it's gonna, or it's already aired on Japan. If it did, then why the fuck would it be here? But it will air in Crunchyroll, probably also in Japan. I've heard that Crunchyroll is doing, simultaneous airings in both, like they're putting it as it's being aired in Japan, but whatever. It is coming out in May 12th, 2024. Next up is Enter the Garden. Now, nothing much was shown about this, little show, an anime, but we did see, like, it's gonna be a 3 episode sort of experience, or like series, I guess, that will entail different stories made by one creator. So that's, I think, a pretty cool idea to have. But yeah, I do like that. I do like the what it's going for, what it's having. So yeah, that's a pretty cool, pretty cool. The first one was like something, man, I don't remember. But yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Not much to say, it was a pretty short trailer overall. I gotta say, the animation does look very good. And it really did impress me, so I gotta say that it has that going for it. So, yeah. But I don't know much about it, and there was nothing I could really see from the trailer. It's like a plot or anything, so. That's all I gotta say. Enter the Garden is coming out April 30th, 2024. Next up, we have the shows. Starting off with Dark Matter. Now, this show, looks pretty interesting, but it kind of just showed everything in the trailer. I think something should have been kept for the show proper. Like, this show deals with a guy who gets teleported into another universe and where nobody knows him, and he's been teleported by someone mysterious with his mysterious motives. But the trailer shows you that it's another universe's version of him who wants the life that he has. So, it kind of spoils it, but I think it's a pretty interesting concept to have. But give me one second. I think it's a pretty interesting sort of series to have in here, but they kind of spoiled everything, but I think it looks pretty interesting. So yeah, that's all I gotta say about it. Dark Matter comes out May 8th, 2024. And we arrive to our main discussion topic, Knuckles. Now, I talked about this yesterday on the media, on the episode proper, up for the trailer. But if I were to give much more discussion, I gotta say, I just hope I can review it on time, man. I didn't review Halo on time because Paramount Plus isn't available where I am. So I haven't been able to actually record or even watch that episode. I'm planning to rewatch all of Halo, which, yes, if you watched my or listened to my Halo episode, you would know that I didn't find it very enjoyable. I did not find that season of the show very enjoyable. So I really don't think I'll rewatch it. Mainly because of the reason that I've tried to rewatch another show called Tokyo Vice, and I rewatched it so I can understand much more of the second season. The thing is that I have been stuck on the first season for quite a while, and season 2 aired completely while I was watching season 1 because I just kind of kept postponing it. I just didn't watch it. But I might not watch Halo season 1. I might just skip into season 2 because I just kind of don't want to do all that work. So I don't know when they'll come out, but I know that I'll definitely be able to. I hope that the Halo episode will be done soon, because I'm not rewatching it. Apparently nothing really matters. So yeah. But yeah, kind of talking about Knuckles, I hope to have it done on time with the show actually coming out. But yeah, not much to say about Knuckles. It looks good, and I hope it's good, and I hope it does something interesting and kind of furthers the character instead of doing nothing. I don't mind fun, but fun has to have a reason to be there. And if it's just gonna have fun for the sake of fun instead of trying to actually further at least the character, then I really don't know what you could do with that. So yeah, that's all I gotta say about Knuckles for now. Moving on, that's the last thing for shows. So like, yeah. Moving on to movies. There's not a lot of movies here. There's 7, I think. There's 9. There's 9 movies, actually. But yeah. Moving on to movies. First one is Maxine with 3 X's. This movie looks kind of interesting. I don't know. I think it looks kind of interesting, but at the same time, it doesn't really grab me. It's like It says about this porn actress trying to find fame in, I guess, Hollywood in general. But she is actually, but there's a killer running on the loose, and actually she's the killer or whatever. I think that's what they're going for. So that might or she's related to the killer or whatever. I don't know. And it's actually part of the... So I guess the Maxines had not only... has to do with the fact that it's, you know, an adult film actress. It's the third in the series because it's actually related to the... to the movie X, which we've covered before. And it's the third one, like, after another one called Pearl, which released the same year as X. So yeah, this is actually the... third one there, the third one here. And it's in the 80s. So the first one was set, I guess, in modern day. And then this one, oh no, it's this is set in 1979. And then there's Pearl, which is set in 1919, around the 1910s. And this is set in 1980s. So we see that going on and all that. I don't know if this character is related to any of those characters in X. This is the same character. This character was in X. This character is even alive because they seem to be playing the same. Anyways, yeah, I that's pretty interesting. That's part of the same sort of universe as that, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, I don't know. Just I'm not interested in it. But it is coming out July 5th, 2024. So you can look forward to that if you like this franchise. Whatever. Next up is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which is a tongue twister of a title, not really, but it's a pretty weird title. But yeah, this, we talked about it before, but I think it looks pretty cool. And I'm not that big of a, I don't really know much about the Planet of the Apes franchise, but I can really appreciate this, and I like where it's going. And the things that were actually shown here do explain more of what the film is about. And we do see that the humans have regressed to a point where they can't even speak. And the apes are dominant, and there's this human who can speak or something, and that's kind of shocked the apes a little. But yeah, that's pretty cool, and I do like it, but I'm probably not gonna watch it. I still have not watched the rest of the Planet of the Apes movie, especially the most recent one, which this seems to be taking place after. I think this is the fourth one, but whatever. Yeah, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes comes out May 10th, 2024. Next up is Fly Me to the Moon. Now, this little movie, I think, looks fine. It's about the moon landing, and I guess the whole thing about the moon landing. And what I like about this movie, and I don't know if people really, I don't know if people like that, but what I think I can appreciate about this movie is that it sort of takes the actual events of the moon landing and combines like the fringe theory that it was faked oh no it's straight up just up the a fake moon landing. Huh. Oh, stage a backup fake moon landing. So it's about like both like saying that I guess it seems like a comedy, like oh NASA, it's all like a fun little thing, and I do quite kind of like that. Of course, we kind of all know that they lived down on the moon, but I kind of like the fact that it's kind of comedically, probably not historically accurate, but kind of a cool little story that that they did fake it kind of, but only if, like for example, they just couldn't make it or something, and the only have was the shuttle going up, and then just, but I don't know how you would fake that, really. Unless you just kind of left it over there. Just kind of just left them over there for a little bit and then came all the way back. Which, doing that is like a month, right? Like, it takes like a month to get to from here to the moon. So, doing that just for a fake is quite a bit. Oh, 3 days. Huh. 3 days to get to the moon. I think it's 6 months. I think it was 6 months to get to Mars. I was overreaching. But yeah. I think it's pretty cool, but I'm probably not going to watch it. So, yeah. Fly Me to the Moon releases on July 12th, 2024. Next up is the Roundup Punishment. Which I actually don't know if that was in the thing. Give me 5 seconds. I do not remember ever seeing a trailer with the name The Roundup Punishment. It is here. Oh, this is the Korean film. Okay, yeah. That looks pretty cool. I remember that it's the Korean film. Yeah, okay, it's the Korean film. I think it looks pretty cool. Don Lee's here and sort of, and he's doing, he's back in Korean films. He was in Eternals, which, but it wasn't his fault, so. But Don Lee is very good in here. I do like it. It's something I don't really understand. It's that there's a lot of bleeps here, but there's not any curse words. So I'm guessing that there's some certain curse words, or swear words in Korea that they're bleeping here and they're putting the subtitles, but not really that bad in the States. But I don't know. That was just an interesting little thing I noticed. But aside from that, I think this looks pretty cool. But again, I'm probably not gonna watch this. So yeah, just there's that. The Roundup Punishment is coming out May 3rd, 2024. Next up is Speak No Evil. Now, Again, this serves almost the same problem as dark matter. The fact that they revealed the whole goddamn thing in one sitting. So apparently this is a remake or something of another movie that came out literally 2 years ago. And in this movie, there's a family that's a kid, that's a killer family or whatever. And there's a son that knows their secret, but he's not gonna tell them because they cut off his tongue. And that is messed up, yes, but it looks interesting, but I'm probably not gonna watch it, to be honest. So yeah, there's that. Speak No Evil comes out September 13th, 2024. That's a pretty big, long way away, but yeah. Next up is If. We talked about this before, but I think it's a cool concept, but sort of seeing the comments on here, I do realize that it's kind of the same thing as Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. So I don't know if John Krasinski has really had this idea for quite that long, but yeah, that's something that happened. Yeah, I think it looks fine. My opinion is kind of regressed. Yeah, I think it looks fine. I think some of the designs are kind of creative, but yeah, say more of that. I don't know. Just not really my thing. Not really my tempo for this movie. So yeah, that's If. It is coming out May 17th, 2024. Next up is Kind of Kindness, which I will probably not be talking about because there's nothing. I don't know anything about this movie. They don't show anything. Last two times I've tried to talk about this movie, just nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing's here. So, yeah, that's all I really gotta say. I wish to talk about it, but I can't because there's nothing. There's nothing here. So, yeah, that's Kind of Kindness for you. It is coming out June 21st, 2024. Yeah, next up is Young Woman and the Sea. Now, this movie, I think it was pretty interesting. I do really think it was interesting. It's based on a true story, it seems, about a woman here who crosses the English Channel. Which, fun fact, you probably already know this, but swimming across the English Channel, which is 21 miles, is doable. It's doable. It's very challenging. And it's doable. It's probably about the first time a woman has ever done this, which is pretty cool that we see this. And we also see what challenges she faces. Like in the trailer, she swims through I don't know what the collective noun, I think it's called. I think it is. I don't know. Like the collective, like the collective word for jellyfish, like horde. What's it called? I think it's a pod. Like a pod or something. What is a group of jellyfish? It's a pod, right? A bloom, a smack, and a flutter. A bloom or a swarm. You know what? Fine, swarm. I don't know what the hell a smack is. You know what? That sounds fun to say. She goes through a smack of jellyfish. So yeah, I think that's pretty cool. And I honestly probably not gonna watch it. But that's the only thing I gotta say about this sort of movie. Last thing I gotta say is the fact that for some reason Disney was hyping this. Made by Disney. It's like published by Disney. Published. And people, Disney was like hyping this up pretty much every day. Like, not every day, but it was hyping up in their, like, I think it was like CinemaCon or something. And it was like this, like, Disney slip for 2024. And it was like Deadpool and Alien and this. And and people were making jokes about it because it was like Deadpool and all, like, young woman in the sea, I need to distract Kang or something. And I think it was pretty cool. That was a pretty cool joke, but aside from that, not bad. Nothing else I have to say. It is coming out May 31st, 2024. And the final movie is You Can't Run Forever. I gotta say, this is a crash. J.K. Simmons is here and he's the killer, and he's kind of the only interesting part. He's kind of handled that. So he's a random ass person that's a teacher that goes on a killing spree, and we don't know why. He's just there, and he talks about survival and all that, but aside from that, we don't know anything about this. Anything. He hunts on a girl in the woods after killing her father, and that's it. And he stalks the family, whatever. And that's all that is said about all this. But yeah, that's really everything. I don't think it looks very good, to be honest, so yeah, there's that. You Can't Run Forever comes out May 17th, 2024. Now we move on to our final topic of the day. So, yeah, we are officially moving forward with gaming. The de facto final topic, theme, gaming. So, there's a lot of stuff here. There's a big live stream in here. So, I think we should just get right into it. So first up on the gaming is Ultra Mega Cats. Now, this is a third-person roguelike, which I think is pretty cool with cats and battle armor. And I gotta say, the gameplay looks pretty cool. But yeah, that's all I really gotta say. I don't remember much. Oh no, what is that? Is that what I think it is? Don't tell me that's what I think it is. No, please don't. No. I saw that. That's pretty cool, actually. Yeah, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the Fall of Cybertron games. I was scared a little. I thought I saw a AI image. Ooh, the devil. But yeah. That doesn't look AI. That is AI. Oh my god, why? Is it? I think it is. Yeah, can't do patterns. That arm is pretty weird. It's like, it's really weird. It's like bending at the... It's bending? I'm looking at a picture of a dog character that it says here, Ultra Mega Cats UMC the game, but I can't find it anywhere. I'm guessing it's in their liked or reposted or whatever. Or, I'm sorry, retweets. But I can, like, easily tell this is AI because the arm is, like, twisting at a weird-ass angle. It's, like, twisting at the mid, like, at the 25% range of the... It's a very... I don't know. What is this? I guess they carry a gun, but it kind of looks weird. I don't know. It just looks very weird. It looks like it's bending at, like, right before the wrist, and then the wrist bends even more. It looks weird. Yeah, it is AI. I can tell. That's not from that. I don't think it's them. Doesn't seem like them. Just saw this. I'm like, fuck. Hopefully it's just them debunking this. Not actual them doing this, but yeah. I think it looks pretty cool. And if they debunk this AI stuff, then that's pretty cool to me. So, yeah. Why did I close that tab? I need a tab for looking stuff up. Anyways, moving on from Ultra Mega Cats to Star Wars Outlaws. This game has caused quite a stir, it seems, by the outrageous prices. I understand that it's $140 for the Ultimate Edition, but one of the things I will defend about this game is that you do not have to pay for the Ultimate Edition. Unless the Ultimate Edition is the crazy-ass stuff that is really needed, I don't think you need to just... It's not required. Sure, it's. I think it's bad that we have gone to the price that games can cost $140. But... I don't know. I'm not really upset by that. Like, you can just not pay it and instead pay the normal edition, which is going to be the usual $70 that we're now going to be used to. So, yeah. Just saying that for now. Just, it's... not that bad because most people won't be paying Ultimate Edition. Just the truth. But yes, I think the game looks pretty cool. I like the gameplay. I like where the story's going, having all these syndicates coming in. Like, we see the Pikes, we see the Crimson Dawn finally coming in here. The Huts. It looks cool. So, yeah. Very cool. Star Wars Outlaws comes out August 30th, 2024. And also, I do not get the... I do not get why people are calling the female, the protagonist, ugly. She is not ugly. Come on, guys. Fucking. Do you guys... It's like everything... It's like these people have only jacked off to Lara Croft from the PS1 and are just so used to fucking triangle tits. That's a joke, by the way. I also... I'm kidding now. Moving on to... the Destiny 2 Final Shape Developer Gameplay Preview. That's a big ass stuff. But it was a live stream, our first live stream of the day. But it talks about Destiny 2 the Final Shape, which looks cool, but it's Destiny. There's nothing wrong with Destiny, putting it bluntly. Destiny is a fine game. There's no reason for it to be so large. I've tried to play it. Whenever I've gotten to play the damn game, I have enjoyed the damn game. But not when it's this bad. Like, this badly compressed. And it's literally, like, 300 gigabytes. It is absurd. Just how large of a game this is. And the fact is, like, PS, I get it, fine. PC might be able to handle it, but PlayStation, you're gonna have to sacrifice your hard drive just to goddamn play this game. It is bad. Like, trying to play this, plus probably all of its DLCs, is going to suck for people. Because it's just that badly optimized. Unless you're on PC and you can afford the hard drive space and you have, like, an external hard drive. I just don't see a way where you can comfortably play Destiny and also play other games. The PS5 does not have the compatibility with external hardware anymore, so you can't have that. The PS4 had that, but you can't have that on this. And, yeah, that sucks if you want to play this. But yeah, aside from that, the game looks very cool. I like what they're doing here. I don't know much about Destiny lore, but it seems like this will be the conclusion to the Destiny 2 story. So otherwise, I think it's very cool. But yeah. Aside from that, I like the fact that they're combining, like, the light and dark powers into one type of power, which is prismatic. I think that's very cool. It reminds me of what Pokemon did with their, what was it called? Stellar Terra type. But kind of well executed in a way. So, yeah. Destiny 2 The Final Shape comes out June 4th, 2024. You can pre-order it now. So, yeah. Moving on! That was our only thing for our first live stream, but, The other one will definitely, the other one will make it all worth it. Let me just say it like that. It will compensate. It will overcompensate for what happened here with this live stream. So yeah. Next up is Total War Warhammer 3 Thrones of Decay DLC. Now, we've talked about Total War Warhammer 3 since almost the very beginning of the podcast, pretty much. I actually think we've talked about, I think we did talk about Total War Warhammer 3. We've been talking about this for a while. Yeah, I know, this has been a thing on the podcast. This game has been quite a mainstay here. The amount of stuff I've been talking about Total War Warhammer 3 is insane. I'm not even interested in Warhammer. Yeah, Total War Warhammer 3 has been quite a big part of Media Faye, so sort of seeing here is pretty cool. But I think it was pretty cool. What I'm kind of really skeptical, but like, what I'm really questioning is how this ties into Warhammer itself, because it seems like it's very medieval-esque, so it's just kind of using the Warhammer title, like the Warhammer title and like gameplay and all that game style, kind of like Baldur's Gate with Dungeons and Dragons, or is it set within that world way before the events of Warhammer? I don't know, but I think the Thrones of Decay DLC looks very cool, so yeah. And it is coming out April 30th, 2024. Next up is Stellar Blade. Now, Stellar Blade, it was pretty cool. There's not much else to say about this specific thing, what they showed here, but I can say what I've seen. It looks pretty cool. It is the next big game from Sony that's coming out this year. So, yeah, we'll see how this sort of plays out. I've seen a lot of people already liking it, playing the demo, liking the demo. I think it looks pretty cool. Not having to do with what the main character looks like. I think I made that joke twice already, talking about Stellar Blade. But, yeah, I think it was pretty cool. So, from that, Stellar Blade comes out April 26, 2024, and you can pre-order it now. Next up is Jotun Slayer Hordes of Hell. Now, this is a top-down game, but I like it. I like it a little bit, except my one sort of big complaint. And that's the fact that there are like 5 billion enemies on the screen at once. It reminds me a lot of like a top-down Dynasty Warriors game. And I don't know how to feel about that. It was like too many enemies at once, unless you can have a whole bunch of like different stuff just getting annihilated. But as for that, I don't really see how this will even work. Did not have like frame rate drops every 5 seconds. But yeah, I think it was pretty cool. So yeah, it looks cool. I like what I'm looking at, but I don't know. So yeah, it is coming out. Early access is coming out fall 2024, and a demo is coming out in May. So yeah. Next up is Sandland. We've been talking about Sandland for a while, actually, on this podcast. But Sandland, I think, still looks pretty cool. The trailer that I did, one of the trailers I saw here, did have Darude Sandstorm as one of the songs featured. And I think that's pretty cool. I think that's a pretty cool little thing to have here. But yeah, it's cool. It's cool to have it. So yeah, that's all I really gotta say. Sandland looks cool. The gameplay looks cool. I like it. Now, I'm just saying that I've already said before. So Sandland is coming out April 26, 2024, and you can pre-order it now. Next up is Senless Zone Zero. Now, this game, this trailer, is essentially the exact same thing we saw last time. I'm pretty sure it was the main mascot attacking and all those variations of it, and it just sort of looks the same. And I don't know. I don't know. Just sure, the game looks cool. The animation is very cool, but the trailer I showed here is just kind of the same thing. So yeah, there's that. I'm like, I just saw this like last time, a month ago. So yeah, not much more to say. And then it's coming out this year at some point. And now we move on to the Triple I Initiative Showcase,
which is one of the biggest live streams I've ever seen.
If this was covered in like old media consumers or even an old media episode, this would be an hour long or something, like 2 hours long.
This would make this media consumers way longer than it already was or already is.
But yeah. So, like we do in all of the media consumers, I'm gonna go through every single one and just kind of naming them out and their releasing and all that. And then at the end, I'm going to go over the ones I do like. So, first up, Slay the Spire 2 Early Access coming out 2025. Risk of Rain 2 Devotion Update comes out at some point. Kill Knight comes out in 2024. Shadows of Doubt comes out in 2024. My Time at Sandrock Multiplayer Update is coming out in summer. Dino Lords is coming out at some point. Gestalt's Demon Cinder is coming out May 21st, 2024. Vampire Survivors is going to be on PlayStation in summer of this year. And it's going to have a Contra crossover called Operation Guns DLC, which is coming out on May 9th, 2024. Next up, Flintlock, The Siege of Dawn is coming out in summer. Never Alone 2 is coming out. Cataclysmo is coming in on July 16th, 2024. Death Must Die Act 2 is available now. End Zone 2 has early access coming out in summer. Dyson Sphere Program is coming out. Undermine 2 is coming out at some point. Norland has its early access coming out in May 16th. It's Just an Ordinary Card Game is coming out in September 5th, 2024. We have demo available now. Darkest Dungeon 2 Kingdoms Game Mode Update is coming out in summer in 2024. Rakugaki is coming out in summer 2024. Broken Roads is available now. Raven's Watch Fall of Avalon DLC is available now. Cat Quest 3 is coming out in 2024. Hyper Light Breaker has early access coming in summer 2024. The Last Spell Dwarves of Rudenburg DLC is available now. Lesara Summit Kingdom has early access available now. Wizard Legend 2 is coming out at some point. Let's School on consoles is coming out in summer 2024. Rotato Abyssal Terrace DLC plus its couch co-op update is coming out in summer 2024. Tachiya is coming out on Nintendo Switch on June 27, 2024, and you can pre-order the game now. Streets of Rage 2 has early access coming out this year. Old World Behind the Throne DLC is coming out on May 28th, 2024. Power World is receiving its arena update in 2024. 33 Immortals, its closed beta coming out in May 24th, 2024. Mouse is coming out at some point. V Rising of a crossover with Castlevania called Legacy Castlevania in this year. And the final last one is Rogue Prince of Persia, which has an early access coming out in May 14th, 2024. That was quite a bit. So what I did like about this, I liked say the Spire up, it was kind of thing, sort of just an announcement. And I did. I also liked Wizard of Legend. I think the gameplay was very cool. I think I talked about Wizard of Legend before. Wizard of Legend 2. I talked about it before, but I think it's very interesting to see that. See it again here. I love what Dino Lords is doing. I think it's very goofy. It's a sort of stuff that we don't see a lot. Kill Knight looks very interesting. I'm liking Just Thoughts Demon Cinder. It's just an ordinary card game. Looks very cool. Rakugaki, I'm enjoying the world. Hyper Light Breaker, I love how it looks. Let's School is pretty cool. And the Rogue Prince of Persia was a very interesting thing to see here, since Prince of Persia is owned by Ubisoft, but I see like indie studios working on this game, so I think it's pretty cool. But the fact is, we have not had the Prince of Persia remake come out yet. Oh, and Power Wolf can suck my dick. Anyways, that's about it.
moving on to more games, Godzilla X Kong Titan Chasers. It's a mobile game for Godzilla X Kong. And it's here.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like its gameplay. It plays like legitimately Raid Shadow Legends. Not even joking. That's what it plays like. So yeah, no, this game also sucks my dick. Like Powell. Hey, you can pre-order it now if you wanna fucking do something with, if you wanna waste your money in not a good way. Next up is Killing Floor 3. Now this was interesting. I'm liking what I'm seeing with Killing Floor 3. Actually, no way, we didn't see anything. I'm lying. I'm like a big pathological liar. We have the fucking foreskin zombie, but we didn't see much. But yeah, I think it can do good. I think it'll be a good game. Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, Killing Floor 3 has no release date, but it was a fucking cinematic release, so I don't really care. Next up is Pools. I'm liking what I'm seeing with Pools. It has sort of like a, it plays around the liminal space. I think that word's kind of been used a lot, but it plays around like the back rooms and all that. It's having pools and pools and pools and pools. I think that's very cool. It's a very cool little concept that they're doing here. But yeah, Pools is coming out April 26, 2024. Next up is Homeworld 3. Now, we didn't see any actual gameplay for this game, which is a big downside for me to talk about, actually. But we did see a bunch of lore, and the lore is weird. The lore is pretty weird, but it's very sort of concise and not that confusing to actually follow along, so I gotta give it A+ for that. Not like someone here who has written lore, which is so expansive that I might have to make a lore book. But yeah, aside from that, Homeworld 3 looks, the lore looks pretty cool, but I can't talk about much more of the game. So yeah, it's coming out May 13th, 2024. Next up is Marvel Rivals, which I actually was going to talk about this original Big Consumers 38, which was supposed to be about, I think, Fallout. It was supposed to be a Fallout, but that didn't happen, so yeah, we got this. So, Marvel Rivals is kind of Overwatch Marvel, which I think is a pretty cool concept, but yeah, not really much more to say. Yeah, I think some of the characters have some things to work with here, but yeah. So, Marvel Rivals has its closed alpha coming out in May 2024, so yeah. Next up is Visions of Mana. We talked about this before in the episode about the Xbox Developer Direct. But yeah, I think it looks very cool. They actually show gameplay here, but what I can't remember of Visions of Mana, I think it's very cool. What they showed in this trailer that we actually saw here specifically was a very cool little story about how Visions of Mana was released. How a person grew up with this franchise and is now seeing it flourish into a better, like, a better optimized and modernized game. And I think it's very cool seeing Visions of Mana officially be this way. So, yeah, I think that's very cool. I think it's a very cool little game here. That's a very cool advertisement and very cool game that they're actually showing off here. So yeah, Visions of Mana is coming out in summer 2024. Next up is Yasha Legends of the Demon Blade. And it's again top down, but all I gotta say is that I think it's very, very cool. I think it's a very cool little thing that's showing off here. So yeah, it's inspired by Japanese legends and kind of art style and all that, and we do see that here. And there's a lot of different I guess characters and all that sort of portrayed here.
But aside from that, I don't have much more to say about Yasha into the demon play. It just kind of, it is kind of like what I talked about here with like earlier with all those top down games like Kill Knight is very, or like Kill Knight or what's it called? I forgot what its name was. I genuinely forgot what its name was. Raven? No, it wasn't Raven to watch. It was one of these games. But yeah, I actually just straight up forgot. I think it was was it Norland? I think it was Norland. No wait. It was Jordan Slayer, yeah. Jordan Slayer, that's what it reminds me of. That's the gameplay it reminds me of, so yeah. Anyways, that's what it reminds me of, and yeah, just kinda see much more of that gameplay. It's very fast paced, and I do really like that, so yeah. Yasha, Legend of the Demon Blade is coming out in 2024. Okay, so next up is One Piece Odyssey Deluxe Edition. Now, One Piece Odyssey released quite a bit ago, but now it's releasing a Deluxe Edition on Switch. That's what they showed here. And, yeah. It looks cool, I guess. And they are adding more stuff here specifically for the Switch, which I think is pretty cool. But aside from that, not much more to say about One Piece Odyssey. I said my piece back then, and I kind of keep it here. It looks fine. It looks fine. I don't know if it's good. I think it looks just fine. That's fun. So anyways, it is coming out July 26, 2024. Next up is Survival Fountain of Youth. Now, I think this game looks pretty cool. It's very... So it's realistic? Like, it's realistic. It's a very... It's realistic. It's nothing... Aside from what temples there are, like, it looks like it has temples. There's nothing much more that's actually, like... supernatural about it, and I think that's very cool. It's about like fighting like the Europeans or Spanish, and I think fighting the Fountain of Youth. That's pretty cool to see. You don't usually get to play as the Spanish, but yeah, or the Spaniards. But yeah, you know, it's very cool to see this sort of take place in the thing, fighting the Fountain of Youth and all that. That's pretty cool. But nothing much more to say. So yeah, it is coming out May 21st, 2024. Next up is Europa Universalis 4 Winds of Change DLC. God fucking damn it. To be honest, I don't remember anything about this. I think it's like a building simulator, but yeah, not much more to say about this little game. Just, I don't remember much of it. I think it's a building simulator, which do interest me a little, but not much more to do this fucking for these games. But yeah, European Universalis 4 Winds of Change DLC is coming out May 8th, 2024. Next up is Mullet Mad Jack. Now, this game is very much a boomer shooter, but it has that little, like, it has very over-the-top 90s feel to it. It has a lot going on at once, which can be a little overwhelming, but I feel like it can work with this type of games and its humor. So yeah, I think it's very cool. I think it's a very cool little game. I like the gameplay. I like its art style. I like everything really about it. So yeah, Mullet Mad Jack is coming out May 15th, 2024. Next up is SteamWorld Heist 2. Now this game,
looks to have sort of a very repetitive game gameplay. It seems like you'll be sort of aiming shots and whatever, which, I mean, could be pretty cool, and the world looks not very big, expansive. It's apparently set in the Steam world, which seems to be steampunk, but, like, I guess a lot of, like, it's a very fleshed out steampunk world. And that's pretty cool. I think that's very cool. But, I don't know, it just really didn't capture me and all that, so, yeah, that's all I really gotta say. But it is coming out August 8th, 2024. Something I gotta say is that I've seen a lot of twos for indie games, so I'm guessing that all these games are very much very anticipated. And finally, our last announcement is Astral Pulse Reincarnation, which didn't show any gameplay. It only showed the story, which looks kind of fine, I guess. It's just an evil person trying to take over the world of their new creations and all that. It's kind of generic. So, yeah, not much more to say. There's no gameplay. So I can't really talk about it as a game. I can talk about the cinematic it came with, but not the game. So, yeah. What was my favorite thing about everything? Well, literature has to be Dead by Daylight by default, because, yeah. Anime, I think. I like talking about Into the Garden and Demon Slayer. Shows, Knuckles and Dark Matter, I think, were pretty good for movies. I like talking about, I like hating on New Camera Forever. I like talking about Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes and Fly Me to the Moon. For gaming, it has gotta be Star Wars Outlaws, Demon Slayer, the Triple I Initiative, and Pools. I think Pools are very cool little thing. There's not much actually that substantial in this media business, but yeah, that's about it. You can follow all of our socials and all that are on the YouTube page, our YouTube profile page. You can find that on the at the Entertainment YouTube channel. And for me, MercurySC on YouTube, AO3, Fabricator.net, and Wattpad. Well, that's all for story content. MercurySG's on Twitter, and MercurySG's on Twitch. So, yeah, that's about it. See ya.